This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason and I were talking about electricity and how it's really interesting. It's a little confusing because in automobiles in the United States, there's a black wire and a red wire to the car battery, to a 12-volt battery. The black wire is the negative, which is the ground, which is the chassis, which is the frame, if you have a frame of a car. And then the red wire is the plus. Now, in house wiring, the black wire is the hot wire, and the white wire is the neutral wire. So it's a little bit confusing. And then you add this to it. So what does electricity flow through better, stranded wire or solid wire? Well, DC flow, direct current flows better through solid wire. Alternating current flows better through stranded wire. So what do we use in house wiring? AC? Solid wire. What do we use in cars? Stranded wire. The exact opposite of what you would think in terms of the flow of current. But the reason is that in house wiring, it doesn't wiggle, it doesn't move so much, except for, you know, the plugs and the cords. But inside the walls, that wiring doesn't really move. It stays, so solid's fine. And it's cheaper. And in cars, there's a lot of wiggling. So you want the stranded wire so the wire doesn't flex until it breaks. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy holidays, and I only say that, Vince, because I'm not sure which one to wish you happy. We're in between, but
I would be celebrating Christmas, but that was on December 25th as celebrated. But I don't know exactly when Jesus Christ was born, and I don't think anybody else does either. So it's an arbitrary day. So we could say Merry Christmas for today. That would be probably just as accurate.
Well, we could say that every day, Vince.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Vince, we have a lot of breaking news. It's, things don't slow down for the holidays as far as what's going on in the world. And, do you want the first story or the second story I have?
When you say breaking news, what's that, a double entendre, meaning everything's breaking, and it's also current, up to the minute?
Well, that's true, too, Vince. Hmm. That is very accurate. Vince, a mystery. We've had a number of mysteries. We've talked about cattle mutilations, but there's been another mystery. And believe it or not, Vince, seal pups along the West Coast have been beheaded with surgical precision and only their heads eaten, and this has been going on for years. And Vince, scientists have solved the mystery. Baby seals have been decapitated for years, and I don't think we've covered that before in USA Prepares, but it's been going on for, they've been documenting it since 2016, but it's been going on for a while, so I don't know why it took, 7 years for someone to think, let's put some video cameras on the beaches. And Vince, they have caught the culprit of who has been going along the shoreline, beheading the largest and most calorically rich animal in the sea, which is, sea lions and eating their heads. Vince, do you want to take a guess at who they caught doing this?
Well, I do know for a fact that propellers on ships slice turtles, sea turtles, and they slice up sea life. I know that for a fact. Sea lions, weren't they found with shotgun pellets as well?
No, no, Vince. I'll give you a hint. It's an animal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Man?
Not man.
Huh.
Vince, turns out it was coyotes, or I should say is, coyotes were caught on camera catching young sea lions, and they love the heads. They also eat a couple of other internal pieces. I don't want to get into that, Vince, in class. It's a little gruesome. But the question is, why are they eating the heads, Vince? And it turns out they don't like the blubber. But the brains are very nutritious and a few of the internal organs. And they don't really like the rest of the seal. So it's coyotes, Vince, and it turns out they've been doing this for years, I guess because we have more seals now. They seem to be proliferating. They found them, and they started eating them, and they don't think it's going to affect the impact on the seal population because it's still a small percent of them. But scientists are saying some of them may relocate from some of the beaches where the young seals have been often eaten. But, Vince, who would have thought, right? I mean, there were all kinds of speculation. You know, certain species from outer space, just like seals, or people were doing it for fun, or like you said, you know, boats or people just pulling pranks. But, Vince, it turned out to be bands of coyotes. And why it took 7 years to put video cameras on the beach, well, I don't know. Seems like it was a good idea, Vince. So one down.
Well, I do know that some sea lions have been found with shotgun pellets, missing heads, but shotgun pellets in them. So that's another, probably a smaller reason why. But there always have been predators. Now, if you look at cats, we have cats that will kill mice, and they only eat certain parts of the body, and then they leave the rest of the body on the steps by the door.
Yeah, know, well, door that's a, that's
so that's they, a good they bring deal. Back.
Yeah. They're saying, yeah. Look what I caught, Dad.
Yeah,
and that's an offering.
And
it is,
and I'm glad they catch them. I really am. Mice are a plague. They bring disease. And, you know, I really don't want to kill them. I really don't want to. But I don't want them eating our wiring, the wiring harnesses of our vehicles and tractors and setting up shop. And mouse pee is really, really, really corrosive. It will eat through sheet metal. Seriously. So if you've got a car in your garage and you haven't used it for several years, and mice set up shop housekeeping in your trunk, and there's a low spot in your trunk, and they kind of like it there, and they build a nest there, and they pee and poop there. It will eat a hole right through the metal of your trunk. Absolutely. It is really, really corrosive. And one of the things that they do is they set up shop in the propane tank lids. So we have these domed lids on our propane tanks out in the yard. And the mice like them because they're protected from the rain. It's like a ball cap on top of a propane tank. So they can climb up, they can climb in, they can set up, you know, housekeeping. And, you know, why relieve themselves outside the nest? So they relieve themselves inside the nest. The nest is under the cap, and it eats through the paint and starts corroding the tank. And I got to send them packing, you know, find another place. Leave the tank alone. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, in the same vein, and I don't want to say it's been a mystery, but scientists have revealed a theory which they believe could be the cause of the Maui wildfire. This story came out actually on Christmas Day, released by the Daily Mail. And Vince, they're saying now it had nothing to do with the nearby hurricane. It was Santa Ana winds. Now, they don't literally have Santa Ana in Maui, but very similar to what occurs in Los Angeles, a wind coming off the mountains. And basically, they call it a downslope windstorm. And they ran some scientific analysis, did some research, released the story from their laboratory model analysis. And they're saying, you know, based on video footage and other simulations they've done, that the fire is very similar to fires, or at least to winds, that occur in the Los Angeles area. Vince, hundreds were killed. There's 6,000 people still homeless. So I think it behooves us to figure out what the heck happened. Now, that doesn't let off the hook all the crazy stuff that happened, Vince, that led to those deaths, like blocking a highway so people couldn't evacuate and they were burnt to death in their cars, or not releasing water. This one just gets me, Vince, not releasing water to the fire department because they had to check with local farmers and see if they would approve it, and that it didn't anger the gods that were releasing precious water. I mean, I believe in culture, Vince, but this was a tragedy that was literally killing people by the dozens right at the time. And then they have to get special approval from Hawaiian kahunas to release water for the fire department. So that was crazy. Electric company was not burying wires when they should. They were also telling people to avoid certain areas because there were down power lines. Turns out there weren't. It was basically, Vince, I really blame the government, mismanagement. I mean, they didn't ring the alarm because they said, well, the alarm is for a tsunami, so people would go the wrong direction. Almost like they think the government is so smart and people are lemmings. And if they rang an alarm to alert people, that people would go the wrong direction because they thought a tsunami was coming. That's, you know, and I think people are pretty smart. They go out their door, smell the fire, see the fire, and know which direction to flee. So that caused many deaths, man. So honestly, I blame government mismanagement for the deaths. But from a technical standpoint, is, you know, what happened with the winds and why did it spread so fast? They're now saying it's just a wind pattern that comes from the mountains. Now, again, it should not have, you know, should have just been a wind coming from the mountains and not ignited a fire. So, but the actual cause, let's say the seed that started the chain of events, they think was simply from a windstorm coming off the downslope of the mountains. And I've been there to that part of Maui, and you can see that. I mean, as you're driving on the small highway, you can see it.
You know, Bert, I'm looking at pictures on the internet. There's a boat out in the harbor of Lahaina, and it's hit. The hull of the boat is there, but the rest of the center of the boat is burned out. And how's that happen? And I'm looking at a neighborhood where the houses are just turned to dust, but they're trees with palm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Pretzels, and we're talking about the line of fire. And, class, y'all know that paper burns somewhere between 424 and 475 degrees Fahrenheit. You can easily remember that as Fahrenheit 451. So 451 degrees Fahrenheit temperature that paper burns. Now, what's the temperature that glass becomes malleable, you know, meltable? Somewhere between 1,000 degrees at a minimum and 1,500 degrees. That's when it starts to bend and you can shape glass. So I'm looking at an image of a parking lot in Lahaina and a bunch of cars there, carcasses of cars. There's got to be 25 or more cars in this one particular image. Every single one of them is burned to a crisp. The wheels on many of them have been melted. I'm talking about aluminum and magnesium alloy wheels melted into a puddle. 100% of these vehicles have had the glass missing. They're burned to the point where the glass is no longer intact. The glass is just gone from the openings. And then there are hoods that are missing because they would be an aluminum hood. And there are vans that have, you know, the rear hatch gone because the trunk hatch is fiberglass, so that burned and vaporized. And I'm looking at a neighborhood where there are palm trees, and so the buildings are burned, but the palm trees have leaves on them, some of them. How's that possible?
Yeah.
This is
fire skipped some of them.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm looking at a completely burned out area, and there's leaves on some of the palm trees, not all of them.
Yeah.
So this is really, I would really like to know the real reason. I think there's something else going on here. You know, how did boats in the water catch on fire? Is it because they had gasoline on them, in them? Maybe. I don't know. I've got more questions than answers, Bert. But please continue.
Vince, also on the breaking news front, Hyperloop 1 is shutting down. They were going to launch people, well, at hyperspeed through tubes. Vince, I don't know if that's a ride you'd want to go on, but they were going to transport people at these ultra-high speeds underground in these compressed air pods. And, well, it'd be like going city to city at airplane-like speeds. Vince is shutting down. Hyperloop One raised approximately $500 million, half a billion dollars, since its founding 10 years ago. They built a test track in Las Vegas to test it. Vince, this is not Elon Musk's company. This company was invested in by Richard Branson, another entrepreneur with doing a lot of things that we hear about. It was originally called Hyperloop Technologies, changed its name to Hyperloop One. Closed down, Vince. They're trying to sell the technology. They actually moved from people to cargo when they realized the people were not so happy. The cargo didn't necessarily have a say whether they got on board or not. So they're going to use it for cargo. But, Vince, does it really matter if the cargo gets there a couple hours earlier? I mean, that doesn't seem to me to pencil out as something that's going to be economically feasible, especially when we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars of investment. Vince, there's another reason, though, why the company disintegrated. And I know you've studied management theory and why some companies succeed. Vince, they had horrible management. While co-founder of the company arrived at work, found a noose on his chair, another co-founder, while he was apparently sexually harassing his employees, another
Are we talking about Hollywood, Bert? Are we talking about Hollywood?
Well,
are we talking about Hyperloop One?
We're talking about Hyperloop One, Vince. Another director.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, when you say sexually harassing employees, I was thinking of, you know, like Harvey Weinstein, you know, those kind of guys.
Yeah. Well, another guy arrested on embezzlement in Moscow. So even the Russians arrested him. And so, Vince, it was just crazy, crazy bad management. And it's being sold for whatever they
I think it's great. I think it's great. I think it's great that they collapse. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Another group leading similar efforts in Michigan, Minnesota, and Oregon has thus far failed. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country was hit by another massive barrage of Russian cruise missiles and drones overnight, killing at least 18 civilians. Eight people are being treated or recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted today along much of the West Coast. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
Take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Bert, I meant what I said. I think it's great that Hyperloop One collapsed, you know, economically, the corporation. I really mean that because nobody needs this. But let's talk about what this means. So a person standing along the highway, I mean, it's a dangerous thing to do, so don't do this, class. And by the way, don't believe anything I say. So a person could be standing along the highway and cars whiz by, and a tractor trailer whizzes by, and there's a gust of wind because the tractor trailer went by. So what really happened? So that the tractor trailer pushes the wind out of the way, or pushes the air out of the way, so the tractor trailer can go there. And that's what you feel. Now imagine if you didn't have the whole earth to absorb that wind. Imagine you were in a tunnel, and a tractor trailer is going through that tunnel. It's kind of like a piston, kind of like compressing the air in front of that first car in the Hyperloop. That's what this is. So if anything goes wrong and that air pressure can't be released, you can lose your hearing. You can lose your eardrums. You can die. Who in their right mind would want to get in one of those things? Bert?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. They wanted to test it on cargo first, but it's not going to be profitable shipping cargo, and I don't think they had any volunteers for the testing with humans. You know, sadly, sometimes they use animals. We don't have to get into that fence. It's been documented some of the stuff they've been doing. But, Vince, we probably should have led off with this, but Vince, a robot has gone crazy at a giga battery factory in Texas. Vince, this is a Tesla company building giga batteries and car parts. And Vince, this sounds like something you're going to say, Bert, is this, you know, one of your jokes? But a robot went crazy, attacked employees, bloody, I mean, like stabbed employees, stuck its metal claws into a worker's back. This guy was just doing programming on a computer on the factory line, and this robot came up to him, stuck its claws into him, stabbed him, leaving blood all over the factory surface. They called 911. They did emergency shutdown of the factory, and it does not say here how they eventually disabled the robot from attacking workers. Another person was injured on his hand. And, Tesla was trying to cover it up, but they've apparently been covering up a lot of incidents in their factories. But this one's crazy, Vince, because it's a robot, and how do you discipline a robot, Vince? And apparently, robot attacks have also been occurring at Amazon shipment centers. And we've talked about self-driving cars. And Vince, there's even a report of a robotic chess instructor attacking its opponent that it was teaching to play. So, some interesting stuff about robots, Vince. I don't know
who's programming the robots. You're talking about very dangerous
things. Yeah.
You're talking about very dangerous things with robots.
Yeah. This guy was almost killed.
Yeah, and Bert, I believe you used the word covering up, so allegedly Tesla's covering up. Yeah, I've read lots of reports where Tesla has allegedly covered up accidents, failures, incidents, suspension parts on their cars, wheels falling off, you know, while people are driving, cars, Tesla cars running into nouns, persons, places, and things, like a police or other official vehicle is on the side of the road rendering assistance, and a Tesla just drives right into the back of a stopped vehicle or the side of a bridge.
Yeah. And
it's crazy. There's nothing that, let me just say it the way I really feel, there's nothing that Elon Musk makes that anybody needs. Nothing. We don't need his satellites. We don't need his cars. We don't need his tunnels. We don't need his batteries. We don't need anything that Elon Musk makes. Nothing. And yet, he is one of the world's richest people, making things that nobody absolutely needs. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, what's unfortunate, Vince, is, and I don't know why they do this, but Tesla immediately comes out and blames the driver for these accidents. And in one case now, they've the drivers are saying the suspension field, the steering or the wheel assembly has failed. And Tesla says, oh, no, no, it was how you were driving. Well, some investigators have gotten into it, and they said, no, there actually is a problem on the suspension of several Tesla models, and they've documented it. In one case, it's the Tesla Model S, and I'm looking at an article here from Reuters, and they're actually documenting with diagrams the depiction of the front suspension arms in the Tesla Model S, showing what's been failing. And also Model Y has had similar problems. And, well, typically Tesla says, well, it was the driver's fault. So it's been a problem, Vince, and I guess they've rushed these cars to production. They're not cheap cars, Vince. They're, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 kind of hits most of the models, some more expensive than that. And it's been a problem. And even in China that doesn't have a lot of consumer safety forward-looking agencies, even in China, the China State Administration for Market Regulation is saying Teslas have a risk of accidents. And, well, in one case, they're citing an aft link part failure. Perhaps you know what that is, Vince. You work on cars. And that's China telling Tesla they got to fix this. So it's been a problem, Vince, pretty much on all the models. But seems like the Model S and X made from 2013 to 2018, if anyone in class has one, apparently there's a suspension defect. Tesla is refusing to cover repairs unless you under warranty, unless you specifically say, you know, you've had an incident in the car. There is a class action lawsuit, but well, I guess you gotta say something happened while you were driving, or else they're not going to repair your Model S or Model X. And Vince, do you know what an aft link is? Because I assume it's something.
Yeah, it's a suspension part. And what they're saying is that sometimes when a vehicle is put in reverse, this part fails. And allegedly, Tesla knew that it had a high failure rate. But Bert, here's a headline that's kind of interesting. Quote, you're not going to believe this, class, but this is, don't believe it. Don't believe this. But look it up yourself. Quote, every single Tesla on the road has been recalled. End quote. That's from carbuzz.com. CARBUZZ.com. Every single Tesla on the road has been recalled. Don't believe me. Look it up yourself. Just look up every Tesla recalled. See what your search engine leads you to. See, Bert, here's something I have a concern about. So out your way, there's been a horrific storm, and the ocean has pummeled the coast. There's been some flooding. And California is probably the most predominant customer of electric vehicles, which means they have to be charged. What are your thoughts about charging? I've never charged one, Bert. What are your thoughts about charging an electric vehicle in the rain?
You know, I haven't thought about that, Vince, because typically I charge in my garage. But it's a good question, because the water is going to get in. You know, there's a connection there, but it's basically when you plug it in, that whole area, you open what's sort of like the opening for your gas cap, and instead there's an electrical connection there. And there's no real waterproofing. It's water can definitely get in there. Now, if it's rainwater, typically that's pure water. But I don't know, Vince. I don't do it, but if you go to a public charging station, I mean, unless there's an overhang, and most of them don't have overhangs, especially because they don't really know where, you know, the connector for your car is positioned. It could be in any side of your car, front, rear, front side, left side. So I don't know that, you know, Vince, I'm going to have to research that and find out if there's been instances
with
rain. Certainly seawater, there's no question, seawater is a problem. And that's caused many EVs to catch fire, you know, whether it be on cargo ships transiting the ocean or when there was a high tide during a storm in New York City when a few years ago when they had just unloaded hundreds of EVs, parked them side by side, the seawater came out, shorted out the batteries, and every one of those EVs caught fire because they were parked so close together. No question, salt water.
I'm looking at a picture on the internet of four Teslas. They're being charged. They all backed into their charging slot, yeah, kind of like a parking space in a parking lot. And they have these Tesla chargers. Now, not one of them has a cover over it. So it's not like a gas station where you pull in and there's a cover to protect you from the rain and the snow and the sleet and the hail and all that stuff. Okay. These things are out in the open on a flat surface. So if it rains, rain's going to collect there on the blacktop. And I'm just wondering, these chargers are relatively fast compared to the slower home charger. So we're talking about a lot of current, right? And we're talking about a high voltage.
Yeah. Not always. Yeah. That's only if they put the level 3 charger there. But most charging stations outdoors are level 2, so the same as what you would wire into your garage for 220, 240 volts, 30 amps.
I got to tell you, I do not go near the electric circuit panel or light switches or outlets when I'm standing in water. I don't do it. I don't do it because I know that starting in very early in my life that I learned about electricity and you can be shocked. And a great way of being shocked is standing in a puddle of water.
Yeah.
Now, some people wear sneakers.
Or drying your hair in the bathtub.
Right. Don't do that, class. Don't do that. People have been electrocuted doing that. I mean, it makes no sense to me, but some people have done that. And, Bert, I just think there's a problem here that has not been discussed. Charging electric vehicles with wet feet or in the rain. And maybe it's completely safe. Maybe there's some laws of physics that apply to Tesla that don't apply everywhere else.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I gotta tell you, it seems that high tech is doing some really, really dangerous things. Like Hyperloop One. Like more satellites beaming down microwave energy onto the planet. More cell phone towers spreading microwave radiation. More devices consuming electricity from the grid that is strained. Electric cars that we don't need that will collapse the grid should they be deployed in the amounts that the current administration wants to deploy them. We're doing some really, really dumb things, Bert. Spying on everyone, every person, place, and thing on the planet. Tracking our movements. Big tech is a real problem for me, Bert. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, Vince, I think technology needs to, I mean, we need to keep an eye on it. I don't think we're going to be able to stop it because there's, you know, that's been going on for 100 years. But we need to keep an eye because it's too often people say, oh, this is going to be great. And they just don't look at under the hood, what's really going on and look at the problems. I mean, this is crazy, Vince. Robots attacking the workers at a factory. I mean, and we're only starting to use robots on the automation line. I mean, some people envision at some point it'll be mostly robots and just a few people walking around.
Let's talk about something.
Maybe then the robots will be attacking the other robots.
Let's talk about something that you and Andy Gibbs and I did when we had our company in Silicon Valley, California. We had an adjustable potentiometer on the power supply. And we could crank that voltage higher, a little bit more. And we could make our satellite receiver perform better. We could crank it up more, and it would perform better, but at the expense of shortening its life. So we did not do that. We did not cause our customers to have a product that lasted less at the expense of performing better. That was a decision. That was a conscious decision that you and Andy and I made. Now, let's contrast that with how is it possible? A simple decision like that. I'm talking about, class, a small flat blade screwdriver could make this adjustment. A very small flat blade screwdriver. And a digital voltmeter. You could read the voltage. And that's what we did. We set the voltage precisely so that we would get good performance without overheating the product and causing it to fail, you know, just outside the warranty. How is it possible that people could build a nuclear reactor and not know that there's a problem with the radiation that they are building inside the reactor? How could they not know that there's a problem with disposing of the waste, which is hazardous for forever? How is it possible that the Hyperloop people did not know about the piston and cylinder effect that I talked about with the tractor trailer going by? How did they know? How did they not know that? They had to know that. How did they not know that sending a rocket in space to launch satellites would burn up the oxygen? How did they not know that the satellites would not fall down, 100% of them, or burn up and fall down? How did they not know that? They did know that, Bert. They just said, oh, the heck with it. Let's externalize the damage. Let's let the generally dumb public pay for all of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's pretty much a good way to look at it, Vince. Vince, real quick, to tie a knot on something we talked about years ago, you mentioned electromagnetic radiation. We talked about a company that was doing cell phone charging, presumably just by beaming energy into your cell phone, whether it be in your pocket or put it down on a table or whatever. I said it's hocus pocus because the amount of energy you would need to efficiently charge a battery would be so high it would kill anything in the room and be far from economically feasible. Well, Vince, the company's still in business. It's called Energys. They did a reverse stock split over the summer, 20-to-1 reverse stock split. Now, the stock used to be, you know, 50-to-100 at one point. After splitting 20-to-1, it's less than $2 a share today. Basically, Vince, you would have lost all your money, because that's 1/500th of its previous price. So imagine losing. So that's not, you're not having 1%. You're having 1/5 of 1% of your money left. You'd put $10,000 in. Well, Vince, you have very, very little left. So they're almost out of business.
That's great news.
I love it.
Never
penciled out.
That's great news. I hope they enjoy the downward fall in price, share price. Bert, isn't it Disney that said, hey, allegedly, that they wanted to have charging so their guests could go in a room and charge their phones without wires? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I don't
get
think
cooked while you charge your phone.
Yeah, they didn't understand electromagnetic energy and common sense, how electric waves travel.
Yeah, that's Disney. And so if you think they're thinking about your health and safety, think again. Bert, thanks so much. See you next week.
You got it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.